Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the Food and Drug Administration has been looking for more than a year now into dogs with dilated cardiomyopathy, or DCM, which is effectively an enlarged heart disease. However, pulse growers like Chester, Montana's Jillian Street say the FDA overstepped its bounds in drawing a direct link to specific pet food ingredients in a sample size of 560 cases out of a dog population of roughly 77 million.
The issue that we take with this as pulse growers is, as we continue to look into this, because of course, you know, everyone's concerned. You don't want anyone's dog to have any issues, and we don't want our products to be hurting anything. So we start looking into this, and we see that there's some really questionable issues with this particular report.
And she says the FDA's report is hurting the market for pulses like peas and lentils, which has already been damaged by ongoing trade wars.
Absolutely. I mean, right now, the pet food industry is one of the only things keeping the pulse industry afloat.
In the meantime, she's encouraging other pulse growers to voice their concerns about this important issue to members of Congress. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.